This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The following is a statement of fact. Donald Trump is doing as president exactly what Donald Trump said he would do as president. Like it, don't like it, but there have been no surprises so far. That doesn't mean, though, that what he's doing is what one might expect economically from a more conventional Republican presidency. And therein lies a whole lot of the, wow, what's going on that you hear out there. David Frum was once a speechwriter for George W. Bush. He was also a regular commentator for us, by the way. He is now a senior editor at The Atlantic magazine. David, it's good to speak with you.
Hey, thank you.
So how much of what the president is doing on the economic front is within, say, a standard deviation of what we might expect from a Republican White House?
Well, of what the administration as a whole is doing, a fair bit. You would expect any Republican president to, for example, reopen the Keystone Pipeline. And the same thing for the pipeline running through Dakota, making sure that those things go forward. Very standard. The big tax cut that is surely coming. That's a very classic Republican thing too.
What about the federal budget and his infrastructure plan and the contest that he will surely have with Republicans in Congress over the debt and deficit?
Trump clearly does not care very much about deficits. Look, as a businessman, the secret of his success was borrowing a lot of money and not paying it back. And he has often recommended that strategy to the United States. Borrow a lot of money and then if things are difficult, then you persuade the creditors to accept less in return. So,
That's a whole discussion of the federal – you know, the sanctity of the federal debt, and we're not going to go there.
Right. But if you're someone who believes that you can get away with not paying the debt back in full, well, why wouldn't you want to borrow a lot? But look, it is – joking aside, the Republican Party always ends up – it sort of gets offside and then it gets in trouble and then it remembers that the American social insurance state is here to stay and it has to be made to work. You cannot indulge these fantasies that you're going to build an Ayn Rand republic in a modern democracy. You're not going to do that. So just stop wasting time telling your core supporters that you're going to try make the social insurance state – work in a moderate way and in a fiscally responsible way. But again, this is the Trump cabinet, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of the Interior, those kinds of officials, the Senate confirmed people, is shaping up in most cases as relatively normal. It's in the White House where they are not Senate confirmed that you get the Star Wars cantina scene.
How much then, just to riff off that a little bit, is where is the risk of normalizing the out of standard deviation behavior by looking at this stuff and saying, oh, well, this is to be expected?
I would suggest a different way of thinking about it. For those of you who are inclined to oppose Donald Trump, you need to remember it's a two-party system. The party you don't like is going to win elections probably approximately half the time. And when they win, they are going to do things you don't like. And that's democracy. And that's part of the way of making sure that the ship of state steers a steady course. You don't steer on a straight line. You tack left, you tack right, and thus you hope to find your way. So if Donald Trump is doing something that a President Rubio or a President Bush or a President Walker or even a President Cruz would do, you don't have to like it. But it's not something to set your hair on fire for. The things to set your hair on fire for are the things that President Bush or Walker or Rubio or Cruz would never, ever do. What they would never do is make threats against particular companies. What they would not do is use the office of the presidency to enrich themselves. And what they certainly would not do is try to use the instrumentalities of the state to suppress criticism and to conceal their own wrongdoing.
David Frum is a senior editor at The Atlantic. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.